Most classes at Illinois State University have moved online. A lot of students have come to normal anyway. WGLT student reporter Katrina Peterson tells you why.
Over 70% of ISU's undergraduate students are taking all of their classes online this fall. Yet college students still fill the dorms and off-campus apartments. ISU freshman Rebecca Slochuk says she feels physically coming to campus is the only way she can stay ahead.
I didn't plan Corona, like obviously, like I didn't want this to happen. And like, it's not our fault that Corona happened. I wanted to come just to get like the social aspect, just to try to be here, see what it's all about. And because it still is like our freshman year, we should try to make the most of it for our freshman year for sure. At least start with the transition as much as we can.
Slochuk says her sister is an ISU alum who influenced her decision to come to campus. Slochuk says her sister made her want to move forward despite the setbacks that came with COVID-19.
I am only a freshman. I should like experience like an RA, like the dining halls, all of that, and just like being on campus. Because if I stayed home, I definitely would have been like a step behind. And so now I feel like I'm like here, and so I'm at least in the college aspect of life.
Slochuk may be here to stay ahead and to stay socially active, but ISU track and field student athlete Rachel Hickey says her sport has rules which help her to get the experience she is paying for at ISU.
We still have 8-hour practice weeks, official 8-hour practice weeks right now, versus our normal 20 that we would have when we'd actually be in season. So regardless of the cancellation of the season, we do still have required practices and different regulations and guidelines we have to follow in order to be able to practice on campus.
ISU track student athletes are only running two at a time and are wearing masks at practice. Hickey says she believes she and her teammates are doing their part, and she hopes to continue practicing.
Student athletes would like to compete at some point, and we're doing our part, and we're wearing our masks, and we're trying to stay socially distant. So we'd love to see more ISU students wearing their masks. I want my full college experience, but mine looks a lot different than the normal person. But in order for all of us to return to that type of experience, we all have to make some sacrifices right now.
Other ISU students have returned to normal simply because they are stuck in their leases at off-campus apartments. Mary Closer signed her lease last autumn, expecting a seamless transition to this fall. Then came the pandemic, and now Closer can't get out of a commitment at College Place Uptown.
So I was stuck in this contract, obviously. So I decided to come down because some of my classes were going to be in person, but they got changed the day before school started. So yeah, I'm stuck with this lease.
For those living on campus, ISU extended contract cancellation dates when more classes moved online. Closer says the lease and the classes required to continue on her career path create an obligation for her to stay in normal.
If I wasn't a junior, I would have probably stayed at home and took classes through a community college because there's no reason to be paying what I pay to go here to take online classes. But unfortunately, since I'm in my major classes, the community colleges around me don't offer the classes I need to graduate on time. So that's why I'm still here.
The McLean County Health Department has reported hundreds of new cases of COVID-19 in the last several weeks, most of them among people in their late teens or 20s. Closer says she is beginning to think the lease isn't enough to keep her in normal.
And if everything does close down, I personally wouldn't stay here because that would mean the fitness center is gone. The dining center would probably be closed. I would feel like really isolated here since I wouldn't really want to cook down here in a tiny apartment. I'd rather be at home with my family and my pets and be able to like see some of my high school friends.
Closer says she knows university leaders want to be careful. She says she feels limited on campus. She says she's disappointed in the standards of the students who party. All these pressures combine, Closer says, to make her feel in the middle of nowhere. For WGLT, I'm Katrina Peterson.
You can see interactive graphics showing daily case totals and the county's testing positivity rate at WGLT.org.